From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Americans are feeling even more anxious about the economy, even as the formal economic stats point to improvement. That's a key revelation from the latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. The Marketplace Economic Anxiety Index is now at 36, up 20% from a year ago. We should also note that 37% of respondents said their personal economic situation is now better than last year. Marketplace's Adam Allington talked to some people in the crosshairs of these statistics.
People are stressed out these days. We know this both anecdotally and from data. This is somewhat counterintuitive given that we're several years into a wide-ranging economic recovery. But Diane Lim, an economist at the Committee for Economic Development, says recovery or not, people are also worried about the future.
You know, you can be feeling short-term better off than you did a few years ago, and yet still very uncertain and anxious about whether this will last.
Lim says unemployment is down, wages are trending up, but when asked, many people worry that structural changes to the labor force could just come along and wipe out their jobs and others.
What will happen to jobs that are increasingly being automated? What about people who work for industries where a lot of the work is being offshored?
Count Nikki Hayes of Cheverly, Maryland, among those worried about the future.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki.
Nice to meet you.
As an IT consultant in the healthcare industry, her salary's gone up steadily over the past 3 years.
I have a decent job, I would say, thankfully.
Her fear, however, hinges on the fact that more companies are relying on contractors like her.
As a consultant having a contract with a corporation, economy starts to tank, the first thing they're going to cut are their consultants. You know, you keep your full-time people and you cut your consultants off.
Even though her salary has gone up, so have her costs, particularly the medication she takes for her asthma, which used to cost $30, but now under her new policy through Obamacare, it's 10 times that.
A $300 inhaler is a lot of money.
Healthcare costs, retirement savings, there's lots of things to worry about. And Damon Jones, an economist at the University of Chicago, says our economic fears don't end at our own bank accounts.
I have a steady job, but I don't feel good about the rest of the economy. The things I see and what I hear from people is that other people aren't doing as well.
And lest it go unsaid, maybe the biggest reason many respondents report feeling more anxious could have something to do with the colossal, unending dumpster fire that is the 2016 election. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.